This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A range of dignitaries lent their famous names to yesterday's groundbreaking for the National Museum of African American History and Culture here in Washington. But none had a story quite as compelling as a man most of us are about to meet for the first time, thanks to NPR's Allison Keyes.
At 92 years old, Lorenzo Dufour is still standing tall, smiling in the midst of a crowd of admirers at the groundbreaking.
Very proud.
The Navy Signalman First Class served on the USS Mason during World War II, the first warship with a mostly black crew. Dufour says it was tough.
I was only interested in trying to prove we were as much American as anybody.
They proved it, and Dufour donated his dress blue jumper to the museum he never thought he'd see built.
Not in my lifetime.
3, 2, 1, break ground.
Tony Award-winning actress Felicia Rashad was MC for a joyous program attended by President Obama and the First Lady. Scores came to watch dignitaries on the order of former First Lady Laura Bush take shovels to a rectangular strip of earth inside a cavernous tent, along with contributors, both financial and material, were people such as Congressman John Lewis. The Georgia Democrat co-sponsored legislation launching this project in 2003, finishing a battle begun by black Civil War veterans in 1915.
We must call upon the courage of those who were in the struggle long before any of us were born. We must tell the story, the whole story, 400-year story of African-American contribution to this nation's history from slavery to the present, without anger or apology.
This is their day. This is your day.
President Obama told the audience that he wants his daughters and others who visit the museum to see how ordinary Americans could do extraordinary things. He says the museum will be a monument for all time because
the time will come when few people remember drinking from a colored water fountain, or boarding a segregated bus, or hearing in person Dr. King's voice boom down from the Lincoln Memorial.
I too sing America.
Reverend Calvin Butts of Harlem's Abyssinian Baptist Church quoted poet Langston Hughes.
This may be the land of the pilgrim's pride, but it's also the land where my mothers and fathers died, so let freedom ring.
Former First Lady Laura Bush reminded the audience that slaves were once sold near the Capitol building and that it and the White House were partially built by slaves. She said she was glad the museum will stand near the monument to the nation's first president, George Washington.
A man who fought for liberty and who came to recognize the evils of bondage, freeing his slaves in his will.
The 92-year-old Navy Signalman First Class, Lorenzo Dufour, says he's glad he's lived long enough to see African Americans reach higher heights than he could have imagined. And he's also glad this museum will be here for the nation and its children.
I got great-grandchildren. I want them to know that I made contributions to making this place better.
The National Museum for African American History and Culture is set to open in 2015. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.